Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Erechen, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel, Avu Bishe Amru, even though Chazal said, that Chayove Yarachin Mimashkin in Oysa, that the Gizbar comes into the house of the person that said, the Erech of so-and-so upon me, and the Gizbar says, sorry, whether you like it or not, I'm going to take a Mashkin, but there are some limitations. First of all, Noisnin Loi, Mizoin Shloishim Yoim. Even though it says Noisnin, which literally means to give, what it means is we leave the one who made the Erech and Neder enough food for 30 days. Uchesus Shnei Masr Chodesh, enough clothing for 12 months. Umita Mitzaz, and a bed made up with bedding. Vesandalin, and shoes. Utfil, and tfil, these things you can't take away from him. The Batanura explains, if he doesn't have these things, we leave him money to buy it. That's learned from the pasuk of Im Machu Me'erkecha. Chazal darshan like this. If he's poor, so make sure. And here we dash in the word who, from a lashon of havaya, make sure he has what to live on. Me'erkecha, from this money, which he really has to give for Erechen. Don't take everything away. Make sure he has money to buy food for at least 30 days, clothes for 12 months, his blanket, his pillow, whatever else he needs to sleep with. There was also a special couch they had that they ate on. He can use the same couch to eat and sleep, so it's very interesting. The Gemara says, if he doesn't walk from his eating couch to his sleeping couch, he'll fall asleep by the Suda, and that could be dangerous. You have to go at least Dalet Amos after you eat. You have to leave him his shoes, you have to leave him his tefillin. Incidentally, it's only tefillin, not other tashmishim mitzvah. There's no din that you have to leave him his shofar or his lulav. That's because the tefillin is a chelik of his malbish, it's mamash's clothes. But only for him, not for his wife and children. That's because the pasuk says, v'machu me'erkecha, so it's mashma only him. You have to let him live from the money that he really promised for Erechin, but there's no such halacha in regard to his wife and children. Even though he's going to argue, but I'm mechuyev to support them. Vayter says, the Mishnah, imhoye, if this marach is the person who made the Erechin promise. Umen, if he's a craftsman, we have to leave him his tools of the craft. Noisnin loy, again, we leave in his hands, shnei klei umnois, mikol min v'min. Two different types of tools that he needs for his malacha. For example, let's say he's a carpenter. Noitzin loy, so we leave him. Shnei matzodin, a maitzer is like a plane. It's a thing that's used to straighten things out. It makes the wood smooth. Ushtei megeris and two saws. We leave him two, because what if one breaks? Right? You hire a carpenter, he comes, and when one tool breaks, he usually has a second one just in case. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Im hoye ikar, if he was a farmer, noisenless of the gizbarim, also leave him a simdai, that's the team of oxen that he needs to plow with. And if he was a chamer, that's a person that guides donkeys, a donkey driver, noisenloi, as chamoire, they leave him his donkey. Tanakama disagrees. Tanakama holds no. The oxen and the donkeys aren't called tools. They're called nechosim. And Menela, there's no halacha that the gizbar has to leave them. So again, even though the gizbar has a right to take a mashkin, he has to allow him enough money to purchase food for 30 days, clothes for 12 months, the bedding that he needs, shoes and tefillin only for him. Not for what he has to buy for his wife and children, although we don't take anything away from his wife and children. And if he was a craftsman, we leave him two tools. Rabbi Eliezer says that would include for a farmer his team of oxen, and for a donkey driver his donkey, but the Tanakama would disagree with that.